Caroline is on line one. Hey, Caroline, are you there?
I am, Kathleen. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. Thank you so much for calling in. Caroline, you're here to speak about Haven House holiday fundraising and gift giving. And can you, first of all, is this through the Methodist Church? What are the organizations that are are getting together on this?
Okay, this is several organizations, and this is the second year. Last year, when I was at the college, one of the students came up and told me her story about being a foster child and how much she looked forward to going to a place similar to our Haven House and being able to choose out a gift for her birthday and her Christmas gift out of this cupboard. So we found out that Haven House in Homer has a cupboard like that. So we wanted to replenish it with toys. So we did a drive last year that just included the college, and it was lots of fun. And we had two buildings that competed, and so we gave a lot of toys away. This year, our college is closed for face-to-face, and so I decided that when Sherry approached me that maybe we should join forces with the Homer United Methodist Women, the Coast Guard ship Nashon, which is her husband's on that ship, and the city council members, and any college students that wanted to participate. So what we are hoping to do is that if when someone is shopping, that they will pick up a toy, a new toy or a new game for a child that's in foster care or in their families in getting services from Haven House, and take it to the Haven House, where Maggie Lush, the coordinator there, said there's a table that's set up outside the door. It's protected from the weather, and they could leave the unwrapped gift there, and there's a doorbell, and they can ring the doorbell, and it has an intercom, and just say, I'm leaving some toys for your cupboard, and then she will gladly accept them. These toys are going to be used for Christmas and birthdays, and the student told me it was just, she remembers it so well, and it made her holiday to know that people had thought of her. So that was, it came out of her compassion, as I heard Fran say, compassion, that's what we're all about this year. And so it just happened to be that the Homer United Methodist Women were yes on it. The ship was already yes on it. The city council members are accepting my challenge to drop something off. And, of course, any college students that are listening are also challenged to do the same.
Well, Caroline, I just got a message from Sherry at Share the Spirit asking, are those gifts that you drop off, should they be wrapped or unwrapped?
Unwrapped. New toys so that they're clean and sterile, and unwrapped so that the children that's looking, they get to actually look at the gift and pick out what, it's like they're shopping. They get to pick out the toy that they want. And then I think if Haven House is a part of it, I think they wrap it for them. But it's a way to acknowledge that some birthdays and some Christmases are not, some children are not able to have a toy. And so this student had experienced that and wanted to bring in that joy of a toy to the children at Haven House.
Great. And so just to wrap up one more time, let people know how they can be a part of this.
Yes, if you would like to be a part of this, it's so simple. You need to purchase a new toy. It could be a boy or a girl or a game or a book. Something that a child might enjoy for a birthday or Christmas, and take it unwrapped to the Haven House, which is just past Edward Jones on Lake Street, and drive in there, and that's where Haven House offices are. And there was a table that's protected from the weather, and you could put the toy there, and then there's a doorbell, and if you ring it and say, I have a toy for the toy drive, someone will come and take it and put it into their replenishing their cupboard. Well, and so it should be fairly simple. We just have one drop-off because of the COVID germs, and clean and new toys and unwrapped.
Well, thanks so much, Caroline. Is there anything else on your list to talk about this morning in terms of aid and relief for the holidays?
I just wanted to say thank you very much for this show. And thank you to everyone that's participating. I've been a part of Share the Spirit. I've been a part of other drives, and it always amazes me the generosity of our community. We live in the most beautiful place with the most beautiful people, and I just, this is a compassionate time of the year, and we all get together despite our differences and show our compassion to those that are in need. So I wanted to say thank you very much.
Thank you.
And happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you. That's Caroline Venuti. If you have any suggestions or opportunities for people to give back during the holidays, the number to call is 235-7721. You can go to air, or you can just give your information to Josh and he'll send it into the studio. I have a few things. For instance, Reverend Aaron Weiser from Church on the Rock sent an update on the I Love Homer Fund. The I Love Homer Fund gave away 105 of their $250 grocery gift card packets. That was the total they had available, and they are now all gone. They directed over $25,000 to local nonprofits offering different kinds of aid, and they're now just doing their second round of funding to local nonprofits, the Food Bank and Love Incorporated, or Love Inc. in particular. Love Inc. does a lot of utility and rent and mortgage assistance. After this second round of funding, most of the I Love Homer Fund will be dispersed. That should be about $78,000, according to Reverend Weiser. People can still check out the ilovehomer.org website and see where to apply for I Love Homer funds and help make your holidays brighter. So thanks to Reverend Aaron Weiser for providing that information. And I also have one more before we wrap up and get back to Dennis and Rachel and Sherry. I spoke on Monday with Reed Brewer, director of Kachemak Bay campus of Kenai Peninsula College, because the college accessed CARES Act funding for students for tuition assistance. So here is that conversation with Reed. You've got CARES Act funds for college students.
Correct.
Can you talk a little bit about that?
Both the Kachemak Bay campus and the Kenai River campus applied for funding through their through the city's CARES funding for student scholarships that have been impacted by COVID. And so in essence, it's an opportunity for students that have been impacted by COVID in some way and will supply them a scholarship of $500 to pay for classes that are being taken at the Kenai Peninsula College. Again, that would be for Homer for the Kachemak Bay campus and in Soldotna for the Kenai River campus. So the students, they have to be residents of those cities. They have to be admitted to the University of Alaska or pending admission. They have to be enrolled in 6 courses or more at Kenai Peninsula College, and then be a student in good standing and not have any debts and stuff like that. And so the idea behind the funding is it was an opportunity for cities to help out the college and the campuses in getting students what they need in this difficult time.
How is enrollment? There must be a huge transition for people.
Enrollment is down a little bit. It's really hard to tell because our general registration opened on the 23rd. And so we're starting to see people that can enroll in classes now if they're just taking a class at a time. Last week, we had enrollment for program students, whether we're seniors, juniors, sophomores, or freshmen. And so we're just seeing students coming through the door. But at this point last year, we weren't in the midst of a pandemic, and students were signing up for courses for face-to-face and distance offerings, and it was quite a different scene.
Kenai Peninsula College does an awfully good job of training healthcare workers, and so I wondered if that is going to be able to continue.
I would say UAA in general does an excellent job in health sciences and training healthcare workers that are really outstanding in the peninsula and all over Alaska. But one thing that we're very proud of is the classes that we're able to offer to students locally. Here at the Ketchum Beck Bay campus, the only two classes that we have face-to-face at this point are the CNAs, the Certified Nursing Aide, and the two-year nursing program. And in Kenai, they have a couple other classes that require students to be on campus for something like welding or the EMTs. But because these classes are so important and because they require hands-on skills building and clinicals, those are the only courses that we're going for in this very, you know, kind of restricted setting.
It's nice to know that KPC is doing the work to train new healthcare workers. And that's Reed Brewer, the director of Kachemak Bay Campus of Kenai Peninsula College. KPC students can contact the office for information about how to access those funds. And the time is now 9:43 a.m. It's just about time to turn our attention to the wrap-up. We're going to check in with everybody again and make sure all the pertinent information is out there. So last call for callers. If you want to give some information to get out there, you can call 235-7721 and Josh will take your information down or send you into the board. And Sherry? Oh, wait. Stand by, Sherry. Dennis Weidler, I hear you ramping up.
I just turned my mic back on.
Okay. So,
yeah. I just wanted to say thank you to the community. It's astonishing the gifts that people give us in donations. I mean, two sisters gave us 200 loaves of bread every week. It's just astonishing. And everybody, every business, individuals, churches, organizations, they've been so generous. This is the most generous community in which I've ever lived. So I just want to say thank you to all those who participate. Top Shelf Storage, they've donated storage space. We have two units that are, after the Safeway Hunger Bags campaign, will be full of grocery items. So we just can't thank the community enough for all they've done.
Oh, thanks. It's a great reminder that this community does not let their neighbors go without. So thanks for that reminder. Can you stand by a little bit longer? And we'll circle back around to you with one more reminder to people about the food pantry.
But surely.
Sherry Daugherty?
Yes, ma'am. Right here.
What's on your list that we haven't hit yet?
Well, it dawns on me that because of the increased need this year, that means that there's people out there that are accessing help, whether through Share the Spirit or through one of the grants or through the food pantry, wherever they may not have ever been in a situation where they have asked for help before. And I want to make sure that they do understand what Share the Spirit does. Once a year, we provide the makings for Christmas dinner, turkeys, and gifts for your children. It's really simple. Just contact an agency, any agency where you're getting help. Come by the food pantry on Monday. I'll talk to you in your car. You don't have to get out. It's really, really easy. And for those of you that are new to town and want to help in some way, today this show is giving you all kinds of different ways to help with different programs, but I will tell you that if it's all a little, you know, you got a little buzz in the back of your brain, it was a little overwhelming, get your pencil and a piece of paper and let me write this one, just please write this one number down. It's the Share the Spirit information line. You can call and leave any question that you have there, any idea that you have there. One of the elves will get back to you. It is 235-7466. And we really encourage you all to get involved and help in some way. And last thing I want to say is I don't want anybody to think that their donation is going to go to waste. Because everything that is donated to Share the Spirit that doesn't get used for our Christmas basket program goes to the other agencies, many of which you've heard today on the program or heard mention of. We don't keep any of the donated funds, and in this case, we won't keep any of the grant funds. We don't keep any leftover food. We don't keep any of the gifts. They all go out to these programs. So don't worry about going overboard with us because we will give it away.
Okay, thanks, Sherry. And it sounds like, Cindy was on line one. Let's see. Cindy, if you're there, I want you to call back because we must have gotten cut off. In the meantime, Dennis Weidler from the Homer Food Pantry. Can you sum up and remind people a little bit about, well, first of all, the food pantry is up and running again on Monday, right?
Absolutely.
Most of your Thanksgiving boxes have been distributed.
Yes, and the Thanksgiving turkeys are all out. So this next Monday should be a slightly more normal event. whatever normal is, and you can define that yourself.
Okay. And remind people about going forward in the next few weeks, the ways that they can participate, either as someone who needs a box or needs the services from the food pantry, or someone who would like to help.
It's really interesting. We have to limit the number of volunteers who are helping each week. We've gone from a record of 35 each Monday down to about 10. So people are coming in every week wanting to help and volunteer, and we just aren't able to use them. So we're very sorry about that. When this is over, we'll find you, and you can help us out again. We know where you are. We're taking names and numbers. We just can't use you right now, unfortunately. Another thing I do want to mention is the drive-through. We've gone from drive-through to hybrid to strictly drive-through now. So be patient. We open at noon on Monday. We hope to wrap up by 3, although last Monday we were there till about 3:30, just handling all the requests. Many of them were non-food items. We are doing non-food services. Those are inside the building, inside the atrium doors, but they are just one at a time, and the rest have to wait outdoors. So that's a bit of a challenge, especially in this weather. But we are still doing non-food services on Monday, same time, noon to 3. If you're unable to get in because of the weather, you can give me a call anytime. I actually carry the food pantry phone in my pocket 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I try not to mention that too many times. But I'm available Tuesday through Sunday if you have an emergency need. People will call and I'll go in and provide an emergency food box. And we can do so much now over the phone. People call with, I need help with my HEA bill. Well, if I can get the invoice number, their address and their name and the amount, I can help them with their HEA right over the phone. We don't have to meet in person anymore. HAP referrals, homeless assistance referrals, I can do those over the phone. We don't have to meet, which makes Monday a little less congested, but we're still doing an enormous number of gas vouchers and shower vouchers on Mondays.
And that number, 235-1968?
That's correct.
Okay. Well, Dennis Weidler from the Homer Food Pantry, thank you so much for being on this hour and making sure people know how they can get help and how they can give help and all the many things, because I always forget about things like gas vouchers and shower vouchers and homeless assistance. I think of the food boxes. So thank you for reminding everyone of all the things the food pantry helps out with.
And we just laid in a supply of taxi vouchers, which is new for us.
Oh, good. Transportation.
It's really critical. We get a lot of calls from people who are disabled or elderly. And I say, well, you call the cab and we'll give them your food box with a voucher and a tip for the driver, and they'll deliver your food box to you. So we're looking at this in every possible way to make sure people's needs are met.
Well, thank you, Dennis Weidler from the Homer Food Pantry. And Rachel Tussie from the City of Homer, are you still on?
Yes, I am.
So do you have any last words, or you want to remind people, actually, the deadline and how to apply for rent and mortgage relief?
Yeah, so once again, the deadline to apply for the mortgage and rent relief grant is Thursday, December 10th. And once again, that is a City of Homer grant that is administered by the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation. So if you have any questions or concerns or issues trying to apply for the grant, you can call their phone number, 855-586-0844. You can apply online and get all of the other pertinent information you need at homerhousingrelief.org or through the City of Homer's website as well.
Thanks, Rachel Tussey from the City of Homer. And finally, hello, Sherry Daugherty. I know you as my 20 years ago, my first year here, my first winter here. I remember the Share the Spirit spaghetti feed. It was the my first entree into all the many things a person can do to get involved with. I know lots of people are going to be missing that spaghetti feed this year, but how long have you been at this? You are the OG. That's original giver.
Oh, okay.
Well, I guess we had a news story about Fran Van Zandt.
Right.
Who
so
started that program.
This is our 28th year, and the way that I got involved was there was another group through the Ministers Association that had been doing Christmas boxes for folks for several years, and to fund that, strangely enough, my mother and my stepfather had been cooking spaghetti sauce in their house along with Freddie Erickson and Darlene, and they would take it down to the Elks, serve people, and then give all that money to the Ministers Association. That's what was funding the Christmas box program. So then all of a sudden we found out that at that time that program was headed by a wonderful man whose name I'm going to mess up, but it might have been Schmidt, who was the pastor from the Lutheran Church. And he got transferred to some other really lucky parish someplace else. And all of a sudden there was this idea that it wasn't going to happen. And a number of people in the community said, well, that's crazy. And one of those people mentioned it to Fran, who then brought it to Emblem Club. For those of you who don't know, we're a women's organization that's loosely associated with the Elks. And she said, well, we just need to have a meeting. And, oh, Sherry's moved back to town, so let's make her go to it. And that's how this, and we had a meeting. It was on Halloween Day. And we had, 200 kids downstairs doing a Halloween party, so it was really noisy. There was 60 people in the room from all these different organizations. They talked about it for about an hour and a half, to which point I was losing my mind because I don't legislate by committee very well. And so I just said, okay, wait, so do we just need a new committee, a new organization? What do we need here? And Norma Faust stood up and said, let me get this organized. And Annie Whitney was there. And so Fran and Annie and Norma and I, along with the new pastor at the Lutheran Church and John Glidden, who was with Alaska Housing, kind of put it together. And we've been at it 27 years.
So this number, 235-7466, is the Share the Spirit number. If people have questions about how to give or how to become eligible, then they can call that number.
They can call that number. They have to listen through the whole thing before they can leave a message. I'm sorry.
Listen to the whole message.
Listen to the whole thing. Your question may get answered in there. And if not, just leave your message and we will call you back. Can I say one more thing?
I
would love to put a shout out to the City of Homer and the City of Kachemak City, because they both did such a lovely job on putting together their grant applications so that even techno dinosaurs such as myself, of course, with the wonderful assistance of our long-suffering treasurer, Dee Dee Schultz, we were able to apply for grants from these groups to be able to fund this year to make up the fact that we're not having a spaghetti feed, which of course has always been our big fundraiser. And I just want to say that they did such a great job, both Kachemak City and the City of Homer. They're really user friendly, and I say that because Rachel is imploring you all to go out and still apply for those that are still open. Don't let the fact that it's a grant application scare you off. It's not hard. Really simple. Some of them are even in paper form, hanging out in the box outside City Hall. So don't let this opportunity pass you.
Well, thanks so much. That's Sherry Daugherty from Share the Spirit. Thanks also to Rachel Tussey from the City of Homer, Dennis Weidler from the Homer Food Pantry, And thanks to Reed Brewer from Kachemak Bay Campus of Kenai Peninsula College and Reverend Weiser from Church on the Rock, all and Caroline Venuti talking about Haven House. And thank you all for participating this morning. This has been The Coffee Table. I'm Kathleen Gustafson. You'll be able to access all of this information on the web at kbbi.org, and I'll be putting up phone numbers when we post so that you can connect yourself to all kinds of aid and relief for the holidays. However, on whatever end you are, whether you want to contribute, whether you want to make sure that someone you know is hooked up to services, have a good morning, Dennis and Rachel and Sherry. And this has been The Coffee Table. Good morning.